Queens Brian May complains you can't go against the herd, then criticizes Clapton, anti-vaxxers. By Jack Montgomery on August 8, 2021. Queen guitarist Brian May has given a bizarre interview in which he lamented that it has become impossible to go against the herd before criticizing Eric Clapton and anti-vax people and saying he doesn't zero T want people spreading misinformation. May, 74, tried to soften the blow against Clapton. 76, by first telling ex-newspaper The Independent. I love Eric Clapton, he's my hero, but he immediately moved on to say that he has very different views from me in many ways. He's a person who thinks it's okay to shoot animals for fun. So we have our disagreements, but I would never stop respecting the man. Anti-vax people, I'm sorry, I think they're fruitcakes. There's plenty of evidence to show that vaccination helps. On the whole, they've been very safe. There's always going to be some side effect in any drug you take. But to go around saying vaccines are a plot to kill you, I'm sorry, that goes in the fruitcake jar for me, May added. Clapton, widely regarded as one of the greatest guitarists of all time, has been double-jabbed with the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine, but claims he suffered severe reactions to his first dose and disastrous side effects following his second dose, which left his hands and feet feeling either frozen, numb or burning, and pretty much useless for 2 weeks. I feared I would never play again. Clapton has also vowed that he will not perform at any concerts at which vaccine passports are a requirement of entry, what he describes as a discriminated audience. According to The Independent, May shook his head at the mention of Ian Brown and Eric Clapton refusing to play shows with COVID restrictions and questioning the safety of the vaccines. Curiously, May complained elsewhere in his Independent interview about groupthink, saying that having a point of view and expressing it has become impossible. If you don't go along with the herd view, you get vilified and drummed out of business. I find it very, very unhealthy. This sentiment seems discordant not just with his attacks on anti-vax people, but with another tangent railing against people with alternative views of little real-world consequence on the moon landings and the shape of the Earth. I don't really want people spreading misinformation, especially if my kids are getting hold of it, or my grandchildren, May said, raging, it was all done in a Hollywood studio? Bullshit. He was also highly critical of Prime Minister Boris Johnson, alleging that hundreds, if not thousands of our relatives died because of bad advice and because of the bad decisions that Boris made with former Health Secretary Matt Hancock and those other people. If he'd taken the precautions of shutting down the borders a year earlier, we wouldn't have been in the situation we were, May said. And the fact that he is willing to trade lives quite openly for economic gain, I find horrific. Completely unacceptable. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.